Yes, good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. With me, David Shombe. And yeah, of course, my colleague.
Good evening, Zafia Basson.
Zafia, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Well. Yes, dear listeners, I think it's right time to thank Dwight and Helmut for their home run program. It's now the time that we talk about business. It's time that we talk about economics. It's time that we talk about trade. And yeah, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, Business and Economics Segment is your favorite platform where we discuss business matters. We discuss international trade. We discuss domestic policies and also international policies. It's a platform where we want to instill various ways of practical thinking in terms of how we deal with our economy. It's also a platform where we come together and discuss how we can move the country forward in terms of economic development, and also how we can advance the country in terms of infrastructure and, most importantly, human development. And like we are always doing, after every discussion that we bring about, we always make sure that we open up the line. We open up the line so that our listeners, our listeners, and also those who follow us can communicate their views, can communicate their opinions, because we understand that for us to build the country that we want, we don't need to be agreeing on one thing. So that's why it's always very important to make sure that you engage us in the studio. You can give your constructive criticism. You can come up with your questions, clarification, critique, as long as your contribution is intended to make sure that it built one brick on top of another brick, so that we can have the Namibia that we want. And also, it's always very important to make sure that we partake in real discussions, not only about entertainment, because life is not only about entertainment as we are going and all those things, but it's also about building what is very important, building the economy for our kids, building infrastructure for ourselves, and also to make sure that the generation which will come after us, at least it will leave the country, it will find the country in a better shape, and it will also find, not only the country in terms of state sponsored development, but also to find the private sector communicating with the state. It also find the NGOs in order and all other institutions that are contributing to the advancement of the country. So before we go to the conversation for today, we are going to look at the Eagle FM product. We are going to look at what is so interesting that you are supposed, you don't need to miss us, what you need to do for you to be up to date with us, what we offer. And yeah, from there we go deep to the conversation of today. Zafia.
Yes, good evening, listeners. Now, to stay updated and informed, like David said, follow Eagle FM, the number one talk radio station. Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook, X, LinkedIn. We are updating you wherever we are on the go. Now, you can listen to your favorite talk radio show wherever you are, live and on the go. Now, as well as our podcast, perhaps you missed it with a busy schedule, or perhaps you're looking for a song for Sunday worship. We've got you on our Imba app, the online hymn book packed with the most of your favorite church songs in different languages, always just a download away. And when it's time to catch up on the news that really matters, and with your busy schedule, just scroll through the Villager. It's your go-to online newspaper with fresh local content right in the app. There's three amazing products, apps, your radio, your hymn book, your news, all brought to you by Eagles FM. Download the apps today for free and stay connected, informed, and inspired anytime, anyway. Thank you.
Yes, that was it from Eagle FM product. And it's always very important when you follow us. It's always very important when you are up to date. It's always very important when you read our newspaper. And it's also very important when you make sure that you give information to those who deserve information, particularly those who are doing research, particularly those who are interested in current economic affairs, trade-related matters. And yeah, so before we go dive into the topic for today, we are going to a commercial break. Then from there, we'll start with a conversation. Interestingly, we also have a guest today who is going to contribute or give content and context to the topical discussion that we're going to bring about. So stay tuned, and we are together until the hour of 1900 hours. So just it's always very important to make sure that you know, you contribute, take your pen and paper, and also listen. So in a few seconds.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile...
Ulium nangeshifa, noahara kushivifa oma akuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hitatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora hitatu natu, mbali o hitatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.
Want to know?
Welcome back to Business and Economics segment. Tonight, we are diving into a topic that affects every single one of us. Whether we're buying airtime, seeking government services, or dining at a restaurant. Customer service and customer experience. Now, customer service isn't just about a smile at the counter or a quick response on email. It's about building trust, attracting investments, creating jobs, and boosting national pride. The quality of service in both public as well as private sectors shape how we engage with institutions and ultimately how our economic grows. Now, to help us make sense of this important topic, we reached out to Victor Musiwa, a Namibian customer experience expert who has been leading CXPA Africa Council. We asked him about the state of customer experience in Namibia and its role in our national development. Let's take a listen.
Good evening, Mr. Musiwa. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Tasia?
I'm very well, thank you. So to help us unpack the connection between customer experience and national development, we're joined by Namibian customer experience expert, Victor Songa Mosiwa. He has been serving as the head of Customer Experience Professional Association, Africa Council, also known as CXPA. Now, Mosiwa, in what ways does the quality of customer service across public and private sectors influence national development, particularly in terms of economic growth and investor confidence?
Thank you very much for the question. I think it would be good to first define what is customer service quality before I answer the rest of the question.
Okay.
Yeah. So customer service quality is a subset of the whole quality management drive, which is well anchored in the ISO 9001 quality management system. And it talks about making sure that the quality of the service that is delivered is enough to meet the expectations and needs of the customer. And this definition is very important because it forces organizations to first put the customer first by making sure that they understand what are the needs and expectations of the customer for every transaction or interaction that they're having with that customer. And using that understanding, it allows them to design quality standards that are going to ensure that everybody that is involved in the production of a product or service for that customer is guided by those quality standards. So when we talk about quality customer service, we are talking about organizations having standards in place to ensure that the quality of service that they are going to deliver for the customer is in line with the needs and expectation of that specific customer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is very important, and as a lead on to the rest of the question, it's very important because it cuts out a lot of waste in organizations. And when we talk about waste, we talk about waste in terms of financial resources, in terms of even the human resources that you are putting on the team, on the team, and also in terms of the economic resources that you are putting in place to ensure that you are able to produce a product or a service that you can sell for a commercial value.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand what is good enough for the customer, you are going to waste a lot of resources in your production processes. And what you produce might not be good enough to sell. In the end, you would have wasted resources and you have had not achieved much return in terms of financial success, which is going to slow down or stagnate your economic growth. Mm. And in terms of the investor confidence, we have to look at, in a globalized world where we are right now, and with Namibia also moving into the oil and gas platform, you have a lot of organizations that operate at a global scale that are interested in ISO certification. So most of these organizations, they have a prerequisite of, for them to deal with you as a service provider, they need you to be ISO 9001 standard certified, because then they know that they are dealing with a competent organization that is able to meet their needs and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So it really, and I would implore organizations, public and private, across the whole country, across Namibia, to really start moving into the whole thing of getting ISO certified, because it's a management system that is going to ensure that you are doing things that are of the quality that meets the needs and expectations of your stakeholders, both internally and externally. So the quality standard really is a very important standard in terms of making sure that you can drive customer satisfaction. I hope that answered the question well.
Yes, definitely. I also would like to know, what are the key elements of a world-class customer experience, and how can Namibian businesses and government institutions begin to implement them effectively?
Okay. I think the most key element is based on emotions. And I always like to say it must be memorable. Now, the memorable should be on the positive side. Now, most organizations, most service providers in Namibia, they'll give you a memorable experience, but not on the positive side. And if the experience is not is memorable, but on the negative side, it means that business has lost a future customer. And it has also lost the opportunity for that customer to go and tell other people about the business. So the way we measure customer experience, the top three metrics that are used to measure customer experience are called NPS, which is Net Promoter Score. And this measures the likelihood of somebody to recommend you as a business to their friends and family. The second one is customer effort score. Customer effort score measures the effort that a customer takes in an interaction to be able to engage with you as a business. And the third one is called customer satisfaction, CSAT. And this one just measures your level of satisfaction with the interaction that you just had. Now, the NPS is normally considered to be a top-line metric that most organizations are tracking globally. Namibia, some organizations that are really leading are adopting this metric. And what it measures really is the emotion of the person in terms of how satisfied are they, how satisfied are they with the experience to the extent where they'll become an advocate. So the score is from 0 to 10, and 9 and 10 are considered to be promoters. Promoters are people that are so satisfied with the service experience to the level that they'll take extra effort to go and tell other people about this experience. And this is good for businesses because then it allows a business to acquire more customers that never knew about it. So it's free marketing. So if you deliver really excellent customer experience, the people that have experienced it will go and preach and tell other people about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle, you have passives, which is seven and eight. Passives are people that they will just be like, it will really take a lot of effort for them to do anything. They won't, de-promote you, and they won't promote you. And six and below, you have what we call detractors. Detractors are people that will take active energy to go and tell other people about how awful your service is. And these are the people that you want to make sure you don't have as a business. And we have a lot of work to do as a country in making sure that our scores are in the promoter or at least in the passive. But the big target is to make sure that everybody is in the promoter. And in terms of getting this to work, I tell people, have a measurement system in place. Make sure you know if the experiences, the customer service experience that you're offering is creating promoters, is creating passives, or is creating detractors. And for each of those categories, make sure you understand why people have rated you the way they have rated you. So if somebody is a promoter, make sure you know what is working so that you can keep doing it. If they are detractors, make sure you understand what are the things that you did not do well so that you can improve on them. Okay. I hope that helps.
Thank you very much. Finally, Mr. Mosiwa, in your view, what is the current state of customer service and customer experience in Namibia, and how does it reflect on our country's journey towards national development?
Yeah, I think we are still at a level of infancy in terms of adoption. In the private sector, it's happening quite a lot. Most organizations that really want to drive sustainable financial performance understand that the customer is the most important stakeholder that they have to take care of, because all revenue comes from the customer, whether it's in the past, whether it's now, whether it's in the future. So you have to take care of that customer. And the private sector understands that very well. In the public sector, we have of the citizen experience. I'm participating in that space. I'm actually part of an initiative called the Namibia Service Excellence Initiative, where we are looking at making sure that at all our entry points, we are partnering with Home Affairs. We have NAST is going to help us with developing training material to ensure that we are training all our entry point officials to deliver high quality standard service for people that are visiting Namibia. But we have a lot of work to do because the basis of good customer service is that once we do it well, organizations become mature in terms of ensuring that they do what is right for the customer, and that will drive the success of the organizations, because over and over again, customers will always be motivated to keep supporting these businesses, which creates a sustainable business growth for all stakeholders.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Okay. Have a good one, too. Cheers.
Cheers. And there you have it. A powerful reminder that customer experience isn't just a buzzword, but a catalyst for national transformation. From private enterprises to public institutions, prioritizing the needs of customers and citizens can accelerate growth, boost investor trust, and position Namibia as a service excellence leader. A big thank you to Victor Mwaza for joining us and sharing his expertise on the pivotal role of customer experience in the national building. Now, David.
Yes.
What is your view on this and what are your key takeaways?
No, I think I've got a lot of content from what Mr. Victor have said, especially when, you know, when an expert is talking about, you know, it's always very good to listen to somebody who knows exactly what he's saying and also somebody who have been in that field for a very long time. Because now I understand that there are basic three categories of, you know, rating customer service. Mm. And the last one is the one that you don't want to your clients to be at, the detractors. That is what he indicated to say. If you did not give right customer service, there are those people who can go to that extent of spreading even all the bad information about the service that you have given.
Mm.
And one thing which I also got from the conversation, from your conversation with Victor Musiwa, is the fact that institutions, whether it's private or public sector, they need to make sure that the client is number one. It's a priority because we forget that in whatever you do, you are doing it to the best of your ability so that your client will be satisfied.
Yeah.
But what happened? I think it's lack of training to entry officials like receptionists, security guard, administrators, and those who are at the forefront of the institution. And that is exactly what he have mentioned. And I've seen it a lot of times where somebody is in a position to assist a client and he or she just want to finish so that the client can go home. And forgetting that for that business to stand, is standing on clients. Maybe it's the way we've been seen, or maybe it's the way we have placed the role of customer service.
Mm.
I think it was supposed to be the first thing to be taught, either at business school, either at high school, that assisting an individual, because there is always this thing, but it's not well explained to say the customer is always right.
There's
always this thing to say you try your level best to make sure that you satisfy the customer. And mind you, some people, because in customer service area, some people you can be going through a breakup, but when you come to work, you don't need to put your emotions ahead of the emotion of the customer, and you cannot pour your anger to the client. That's why it's always good when people are giving this training. And I like the fact that he mentioned Home Affairs. We have been, it is a fact that, Home Affairs employees, long time, they've been, I think they've been under pressure. And a lot of people are complaining about the service at Home Affairs.
Mm.
A lot of people are complaining about the service at Home Affairs and, some retail shops because of, I think it's pressure. And also maybe people did not understand, what customer service is. You come to the point where an official in the public sector wants just to fight you because you are not understanding what he's trying to say. And I've experienced it myself, and because then you realize to say this exactly is that Namibia need. And maybe one thing which I also got from this discussion is that he stated that in terms of Namibia, you asked him a question to say rate Namibia, where Namibia is in terms of customer service, and he indicated that we are still at the infant stage, but in terms of private sector, there's a difference. But I agree with him. In private sector, there's a difference because people understand that you have to get money from clients.
Yes.
And in a public sector, money is coming from the state. And maybe there's no a little bit of pressure from there.
Mm.
But I think when he's speaking about having training in terms of customer service, I think that is it's going to be a very beautiful training, because we don't realize how powerful people are. You don't realize how powerful a client is, because it's not about you giving the client a product and get rid of him. It's about the long-term sustainability of your product and your business.
Yeah. Well, I think that part also really caught me, or really excited me, if I have to say that, when I heard that they are actually busy with public sectors.
Yeah.
I'm someone that customer experience and customer service is very close to my heart. And anyone that knows me.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've met me in person and if you've met me on the street, you would know why I feel about customer service. Because I've always had this belief, leave someone better.
Yeah.
Like when you leave someone, leave them better than you found them. And just general in a person. And I think it's a soft skill that actually needs to be taught at school, you know, at high school or at primary school. Because we actually start with be caring and, and be kind. We heard that at school.
Yeah.
But when we grow up, you get to high school and you get to work.
Yeah.
I don't know where it disappears along the line, right?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it means. You know, some customers want you to give them the product or the service or the solution.
Yeah.
Like we use the, these days we call them solutions. When I give you something, it's a solution. Yeah, it's I'm a giving you a solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and it's actually the private sector that says we give people their solutions.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, there's an experience, there's an emotional, like he mentioned, Victor mentioned something about an emotional attachment as well in there.
Yeah.
And that's what, it's either memorable in a good way or in a negative way.
Yeah. No, I think that is a very strong point, because I think it's a psychological thing. If somebody assisted you in a very desperate situation or in a very difficult situation, because when you come to an institution, you want something. You always want something.
Yeah,
whether you want to make copies, whether you want a certain product, whether you want a certain information or you want to buy a book, but you are at a situation where you need something.
Yes.
And sometimes you are stressed and you have been pushed around from somewhere. And when you come to a certain person, then a person may not necessarily give you the best product that you are looking for.
Yes.
But the treatment, that extra effort.
Yes.
And I think it's with us black people. You know, I think we don't have, you know, time to make sure that I give that extra assistance to the person. Because remember, there was one time, I think 2021, if I remember correctly. Then I happened to be at a leadership program. It was around 6 months, something there.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to Swakopmund, went to a certain, it's a guest house. Then there was one lady, it's a white lady. Every morning when you wake up, she greets everybody, she's smiling. Then I was looking at her when she was doing those things. Then I asked her to say, no, are you always happy like this? Or you are just putting on a face? No, she said, at the beginning, you have to put on a face, but you have to start loving people that you are.
Mm.
Because I understand that, you know, it's you guys who employ us.
Exactly.
Then I was so shocked, because she has a very deep understanding of saying, let me assist these people. Because, you know, people can come to a guest house with different behavior. Some people, they come in, they're drunk. Then it's you who have to make sure that, no, this is your phone, this is what. And I was looking at this lady, she was assisting people in the morning. Then I said, no, are we generally happy or what?
Yeah.
But I think then I realized to say, that is a training that everybody needs to say. You don't even know what if the kid of that lady is not feeling well.
Yes.
She has to put on that face. She has to make sure that you are assisted. And I think you also start loving your work.
Exactly.
Because you understand that working with people. Then I understand to say, I think us black people, we have a long way to go. Because,
what I always have to say is, especially small businesses. You need to understand, yes, you have a small business, and that's exactly where you need to make an impact.
Yeah.
Because remember, all these big businesses, let's start from Pupkewitz, I'm going to call them Namibian businesses.
Yeah.
All these big businesses.
Yeah.
KS, all these big businesses started somewhere small.
Yeah.
And the way they actually had, because remember, someone had a good customer experience at that particular place, took it, and word of mouth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you have a small business, they said statistically that if I receive bad customer experience at a company, I take it to 10 people. remember 10 people.
Yeah, 10 people.
So I tell, without me noticing, I go to David, I go to who, I go to who, I go to who. 10 people. And I already said bad rapport on your business.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a good customer experience, I'll probably take it to 3 people at most.
Mm-hmm,
if I had a good customer experience.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you have to do so much more effort.
To win back.
To win back. You understand?
Yeah.
So you have to, and it must sink in, guys.
Yeah.
Because if I give good service and I gave good service, excellent service.
Yeah.
It's only 3 people at most that those people will speak.
Take the caller.
We have a caller?
Yeah.
Awesome. Welcome to Eagle FM. How are you? Good evening. We lost it. Please call us.
You can call back at 083-288-401. You can call back and you can give your input. Yes, continue.
So yeah, so I want us small businesses to really let that sink in.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Okay. Let me.
Good evening.
Hello.
Apologies.
Hello. I think it's a connectivity issue.
Apologies.
You may call back 083-288-401. I think it's a connectivity issue.
Oh, sincere apologies for that.
Yeah. Let's continue the conversation.
Okay. So basically, the takeaways that I took from this conversation with our customer experience expert, Mr. Mosiwa, he emphasized that delivering service aligned with customer needs eliminate waste and inefficiencies in organizations. And, you know, as when we look at customer experience and we look at the waste that sometimes when you walk into a company and I feel bad when a customer walks out and they've not really been assisted or they've just been assisted, the bare minimum of just giving them the product or the service and there they go. But you could have made so much more impact if you just treated them well, kind.
Yeah.
And, you know, that person just don't go satisfied, but they go and they promote because he talked about promoters as well.
Yeah, I think
because he said three, nah? He said three.
Level 9 to 10, they are promoters.
They are promoted. No, you see, those they are those that you just serve them. You just did the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I wanted the cold drink. You gave me the cold drink.
I go home. I forget even.
I even forget.
but you did not hit. You did not hit me. You just gave me what
It was just a basic transaction.
Yeah.
But what makes this transaction so much better when there's kindness?
Yeah.
When you even ask me, is there something else?
Yeah.
Please come back.
Yeah.
You know, that friendliness, that rapport that you build with me. I feel important and I come back to your service or to your company.
Yeah. But I think, I think it's something which need to be emphasized because there's one thing which I have, which I picked up because if you go to the different markets, especially in Windhoek, one thing I have realized and it came to my mind, one thing I realized in the past, 3 months, you know, there are those, particularly the cashiers, there are those who are willing to just assist you. You go home and I started picking up something like, no, they also start greeting you. Mm. And I think those small workshops, they are working out.
Those small
workshops that people, they are working. So how are you say, which is good to say, because sometimes I'm coming there, you are thirsty, or maybe people are coming from hospital because, you know, a pub, somebody who is,
you can continue.
Yeah. Somebody who is, somebody who is in public. Okay, let's take a commercial break, then we can.
Olio mnangeshefa noahara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM. Enya mukuro olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono rahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono rahita tu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludwig.
Yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. We are looking at quality customer service. And yeah, I think those small workshops, Zafia, they are working out. Yeah,
let's take the caller. Good evening. Welcome to Eagle FM.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, it's Victor here.
Oh, Victor.
How's it?
Yes. It's all good. I've decided to join because I can see it's really an exciting conversation.
No problem.
And I just wanted to touch on customer service and black people.
Okay, yes.
yeah. On that story, yeah. So I concur with you.
Yeah.
And, so I've been doing customer experience since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I established customer experience department for Bank Windhoek in 2015, and 2021 I decided I was gonna go and explore the world. So I left. I went to Japan.
Okay.
Because Japan is known for excellent customer service.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to know what they do right by customer service in Japan, mm-hmm. and I spent 2 years there.
Okay.
And Japan has similar cultures to black people. They have the Ubuntu culture and everything.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and their customer service is actually part of their culture.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think customer service, because customer service is really about respect mm-hmm. and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about respect, you have to think about what is the concept of respect for you? Mm-hmm. So in Japan, they respect money. Like, I like what you said when you said, this lady came to you and said, like, no, because you guys are employing us. That's why I have to be nice to you.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese people respect money. So they, even you don't hand money to a Japanese. Like, if somebody's running a business,
yeah.
the money has a special place where you put it.
Oh.
They don't hand it directly, like, hand to hand.
Oh.
But also in terms of patronage, they would really take time. Like, if you go and visit, like, you go and buy something, you go and eat out at a restaurant. Mm. When you walk out, mm. the people will come and thank you. Like, they walk you outside and come and bow to you to thank you for the business.
So it is.
Wow. That's quite a culture, no?
Okay.
Yes. Now, for Namibia, for black people in Africa, we have lost the representation of money, and it happens because it's not really our nature, but it's just because of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Because money represents people that have it. When I give training, I give customer service training.
Yeah.
When I give training, I normally talk about if you want the best, if you want to see people who respect customers,
yeah.
look at taxi drivers.
Okay.
Taxi drivers,
yeah.
they'll break all the rules. Just to get your
$13. That's so true.
Yeah. The moment you wait for a taxi driver to say here.
Say that again.
Because they see money in you.
Yes.
Yeah. But in most other business settings.
Yeah.
And the opposite of this, like on the continuum, like to the other extreme, is like when you go into a small village, the person who has a shop there is probably the richest person. And everybody else is poor. So it's difficult for them because their frame of reference in terms of who has money, they have more money than all these other people. But they are forgetting that the money they have came from all these other people. And it's changing this mindset of you respecting where the money comes from. So in African culture, you see that people with little money get oppressed. Because people feel like, yeah, but I have more money than you, so why should I be nice to you?
Mm-hmm.
But the money that you have is a combination of all the other little monies that you are getting from all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And now with social media, okay, I'm sorry, I'm gonna finish it off now.
No problem. We are happy to have you, and yeah, I'm also have a few questions. You can go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but now that we have social media, the customer is becoming more powerful because their voice can now be elevated. It can go viral. I can now tell the whole world how somebody treated me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so businesses are now becoming more cautious and more attentive to consider what the individual little experiences they are creating for their customers.
Yeah, Mr. Musiwa, I just want you to at least just a little explanation regarding how do you differentiate your personal emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say an employee is going through something, but you are not really sick. You are just having a bad day. And
yes.
And professional level, let me say you are a cashier, you are a receptionist at a very busy mm-hmm. industry, but you're having you're having a bad day. Or maybe you just went through a breakup, but that is not an excuse not for you not to want to work.
Yes.
How do you how do you train people to differentiate between their personal life that they are going on, which sometimes is a bit attached with what they do at work, and the customer that you are meeting? Yeah.
Yes. It's a very good question. One thing that customer service do, and I always tell people that if you want to become a better person, if you want, you are looking for an opportunity to, for personal development, to grow yourself.
Yeah.
Put yourself in a customer service job.
Mm.
Because what that does is, okay, you are getting paid first, you are getting paid to be in a situation where you can reflect on how you treat other people.
Mm-hmm.
That is already a bonus. So the quality of a human being is around how you treat other people, no matter what your situation is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So if you just went through a breakup, if you're having a difficult time, things are not going well in your life, you are now sitting in this position where you are getting a salary to just be nice to people.
Yeah.
And when in that process of you being nice to people,
yeah,
there's an opportunity of you developing an ability to be nice to other people no matter what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that is an opportunity. Like, I mean, somebody's going to pay you for this, but every human being must look for opportunities where they can say, let me transcend whatever is affecting me and still be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Customer service creates that opportunity for people. It really creates an opportunity for you. If you are really serious about becoming a better person,
mm-hmm.
put yourself in a customer service job
and
be alive to the challenges. Be alive to what it reveals about yourself. Because if you are short-tempered and you want to conquer your short temper, get a customer service job. Because there will be enough people to come in and pick you up.
Exactly.
Yeah, there will be enough people to come in and pick you up. So the triggers will be there.
Oh.
Guaranteed.
Okay, Mr. Musiwa. I don't think we are going to finish this. Okay, let's look at bouncing back. You mentioned something like, is it detractors or distractor?
Detractors.
Okay,
detractors.
Let me say, I'm just a young person. I started my business, but I don't really have human relation skills and I'm doing my best. Then I employ a few friends. Then I have a lot of detractors and, only one maybe promoter and all other customers are passives and the business is going down. How do you bounce back?
No, thank you. Thank you for that question.
Yeah.
You see, okay, so we have what we call, we call it a closed loop system. Closed loop system, what it focuses on if somebody comes to your business to support you.
Yeah.
And when they walk away, they are not satisfied.
Yeah.
You must implement a system that allows you to engage with that person and understand why they are not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the role of a business is to develop product and services and infrastructure capabilities, things that can enable them to deliver those product and services that are so good that customers will keep coming back for them because that's how you make money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the customer is not happy, you do not have a business.
Hmm.
So you need to understand. So the entrepreneurs, your job is to develop something of commercial value that people can pay money for. The validation, you can have a brilliant idea, everything and all that. The validation is in the money. Are people buying or not buying?
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are buying, are they coming back to buy more? Or they buy once and they regret and they never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So customer feedback is the biggest blessing any entrepreneur can get.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps them to reflect on the way I think about my business.
Yeah.
Is it a reality in the customer's life, the one who's the sponsor of that business?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not a reality?
Yeah, Mr. Musiwa, let us look at maybe how long does it going to take us? Because in Namibia we have a lot of people have been complaining about customer service, but we see some institution picking up. But how long does it take us? Because the thing that we are talking about, especially in line with customer service, are also maybe contributing, or is a contributing factor also to our national development. If you want to fasten this process of having a better customer service, how long does it take the country to go there? Starting from the airport to somebody who is at the village owning a cooker shop.
Yeah, you know, customer service is almost similar to capitalism in terms of the one with the best offering wins.
Mm-hmm.
And in the private sector, the more you have competition,
mm-hmm.
the more people are allowed to choose the one who provides a better service.
Oh.
Yeah, in the public sector, we have a challenge because you don't have a choice. Like, you cannot choose to deal with NAMRA. You cannot say, oh, I don't want to file my taxes with NAMRA. I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah,
if you are not happy with NETIS, you cannot say, no, I don't do NETIS. I do another service provider.
Yeah.
And that's where we talk about citizen experience.
Yeah.
So, I'm actively working on platforms and opportunities to ensure that we can really improve public services across the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
But it's critical. Now, I like what Zafia was saying in terms of it's all driven by passion. Like, I'm an empath. Like, I can suffer a lot when I see other people suffering, and I know there's something I can do to improve their situation. And the quality of life of all human beings is determined by the quality of product and services they have access to.
Mm.
And by helping to create better public and private sector organizations, we can improve the quality of life of all people on earth, and we can have better life for everyone.
Most definitely. Well, this was very insightful and really exciting as well, interactive conversation today. We really appreciate your presence on this show. Thank you very much, Mr. Musawa. I also learned a lot. You know, I also didn't know about citizen experience, but I've learned something new today.
And I think it's not the first time we're going to call you, because you're an expert in customer service. I think we are going to be at number 9 and 10 there.
Yeah, please, any time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
As we have heard tonight, customer experience is more than just an individual encounter.
Yeah.
It's a natural reflection.
Hmm.
Imagine a Namibia where every touch point from healthcare to retail makes people feel valued. You walk into Karatura Hospital, you walk into Home Affairs, you walk into any public sector, and you are treated like a valued citizen.
Yeah, I think that is a brilliant point. And I like the fact that you mentioned healthcare. But let's look at what Mr. Masuya have said about Japan. In the respect of money, something new to me.
Yeah.
Because thank you for coming, and you will not forget those things.
No,
they say you can do a lot of things, but people always remember how you made them feel.
That's true.
You made them feel. And I think my grandmother is somebody who has a very good judgment of character, and when she goes to the hospital, she always makes sure that when she is assisted. And there was one point she came to Windhoek and she was operated. Then there were two intern doctors. Now these guys are doctors. And they treated her so well to that extent that she know their name. When she came home, she started discussing about that the whole day. So, no, I just want my grandkids to be doctors like this kid and what. Even when she comes traveling from the north to Windhoek, she has to make sure that she go and say hi to that. And she can even send gifts because the situation that she was in. when she was treated. And imagine, not even a doctor. That person now is a doctor.
Yes.
Not even a doctor. By then she was an intern.
Yeah.
Then, it's just, connecting to what you have said and also what Mr. Masiwa have said about, the Japanese to say they make sure that they respect. Even if you bring $10, in Namibia, you have this thing. If you, they judge you based on how you look.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, they judge you based on how you look. Yeah.
Well, dear listeners, we are a few minutes from closing our segment.
Yeah.
So my final words is let's challenge our institutions and ourselves to raise the standard of service. Not just for customer satisfaction.
Yeah.
But remember, but also for national transformation. And with my final words, adios.
Yes, and let's learn from the Japanese. Let us respect the customers because customers are the first employers, and also to focus more on training, particularly in terms of customer service. And Mr. Masiwa said, if you are not good at dealing with people, find a profession in customer service. Then you'll be able also to understand how individuals are being worked with, and a best customer will always become a promoter, and it will define how you are going to make your revenue. And yeah, adios.